Kachin activists say three civilians were killed Monday after government forces launched a mortar attack on the town of Liza on the Chinese border. Video purportedly shot earlier this month shows government jets firing on Kachin rebels. The Kachin Independence Army has been fighting for independence for decades. They have long accused Burma's government of human rights violations. Zoya Farn from Burma Campaign UK is an ethnic Karen, a group that says it has also suffered rights abuses and attacks.
It is shocking to see this still going on in Burma, while international community turns their blind eyes and not condemning the human rights violations.
Activists staged a demonstration outside the Burmese embassy in London last week to protest against the latest attacks. Among them was Kunong from the Kachin Students' Union in Britain.
What the Burmese president is trying to do is cheating the war, is lying the war. He is just playing, you know, with the international community to get their support.
Burmese President Thein Sein has overseen a series of reforms, including the release from house arrest of pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Both US President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron have visited Burma in the last 12 months, and President Sein has been invited to visit London later this year. British Foreign Minister Alistair Burt said this week, though, that the situation in Kachin is increasingly serious and could present a threat to wider reforms. Zoya Farn from Burma Campaign UK says Britain has a wider obligation to help the Kachin because of promises it failed to keep after World War II.
The Kachin army were sided with the British army and promised independence by the authorities there. But when independence came to Burma, it was only for major ethnic, which was Burman, but other ethnic minorities, including the Kachin, were denied their equal rights.
Burma has just marked the 65th anniversary of its independence from Britain with a military parade. Vice President Sai Maokam made no reference to the current violence. Kachin activists say that while the international community embraces the reforms, there is little sign of peace in their remote part of Burma. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.